All right, everyone, buckle up. Welcome back to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. I'm your host, Riley Hart, and let's face it, in this day and age, sometimes our biggest boundary struggles aren't with people, they're with technology. Our phones are like little portals, constantly buzzing, pinging, and demanding our attention. Ever feel like you're chained to the screen? Like you're scrolling through life instead of living it? You know that feeling when you're trying to relax but your phone is pulling you back into the digital vortex? Yeah, me too. Today, we're diving headfirst into setting healthy boundaries with technology, because remember, peace starts within. First things first, we need to recognize the impact technology has on our mental well-being. It can be amazing for connecting people, accessing information, and even just plain entertainment. But it's also designed to keep us hooked, constantly craving that next notification, that next dopamine hit. Think about it. Those little red notifications are like mini sirens calling you back in. Now, let's get real. Setting boundaries with technology isn't about becoming a Luddite and ditching your smartphone altogether. It's about reclaiming control over your time and attention. It's about consciously deciding how and when you engage with the digital world. Think of it like this. Your phone is a tool, not your master. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you set those tech boundaries. 1. Mindful moments matter. Start by being more aware of how technology impacts you. Pay attention to those feelings. Do you feel anxious when checking your phone? Do you procrastinate on important tasks because you're scrolling endlessly? Once you understand the impact, you can start to make conscious choices. Think about it like this. Your phone is a buffet, and you get to choose what dishes you want to indulge in, not mindlessly shovel everything into your plate. 2. Designate tech-free zones. Create physical spaces and times where technology is off-limits. Think about your bedroom. Could that be a sanctuary for sleep and relaxation? Maybe dinner time with your loved ones deserves a digital detox? It's about carving out pockets of time where you can truly be present and connect with the world around you, without the constant distraction of notifications. 3. Aptitude adjustments. Take control of your apps. Limit notifications, rearrange your home screen to prioritize the apps that truly matter to you, or even consider deleting apps that drain your time and energy. Remember, you're in charge, don't let those apps run the show. It's like decluttering your digital life. A clean space leads to a clearer mind. 4. Embrace boredom. I know, it sounds counterintuitive, but allowing yourself to feel bored can actually be incredibly beneficial. Boredom is the birthplace of creativity and innovation. When we're constantly plugged in, our brains never get a chance to wander and explore new ideas. So, next time you feel that urge to reach for your phone, try sitting with that feeling of boredom. You might be surprised by what sparks. 5. Screen time audits. Just like a financial audit, it's helpful to take stock of your screen time regularly. Use the built-in features on your phone or download an app to track how much time you spend scrolling, gaming, or browsing. Be honest with yourself about the results and identify areas where you can make adjustments. It's all about being intentional with your digital habits. Let me tell you a story. I used to be glued to my phone, constantly checking social media and emails even when I was spending time with friends or family. It wasn't until I realized I was missing out on those precious moments that I decided to make a change. I started setting aside specific times for checking technology, and I made a conscious effort to be more present in the real world. The difference was incredible. My relationships deepened, I felt less stressed, and I actually had more time to pursue my passions. It wasn't easy at first, trust me, those phantom notifications can be tough to resist. But once I got into the groove, it became second nature. Now, remember, setting boundaries with technology is an ongoing process. There's no one-size-fits-all solution. What works for one person might not work for another. The key is to find what works best for you and be consistent with your efforts. So, take these key takeaways and make them your own. Start small, celebrate your wins, and remember, technology can be a powerful tool when used intentionally. You've got this. Now, go out there and reclaim your peace. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a little tech detox inspiration. After all, we're all in this digital journey together. Catch you on the flip side.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.